This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day.
Life is indeed poetry, but sometimes I feel that I'm in the wrong book. There are days when I'm astounded by the beauty and possibility that surround me, so much so that I cannot move. And there are times when I would rather just spend my life as the observer, the audience, forever watching to see what happens next. I mean, doesn't there need to be an audience? If there is no one watching, is there really a point to all of this? I guess when I was younger, I had hoped that my role would be more important, more obviously profound. But maybe it's not. Tomorrow might be the day when I run out of things to say. Hell, it might be later today. I feel that I've already said it all in my own way. And who is really listening? I know that if I hear one more coach or guru reveal a secret to living well, I may scream. I know that if I did, however, that the sound would be so guttural that it would be inaudible. Because there is no answer. There are many answers. The best that we can do is to stay in the question and to allow the answers to unfold. Every moment that we look outside of ourselves for the truth is another day that we stand apart from a greater reality, because you know what? It's all in there, Dorothy. Look within today. I mean, really look within. What do you see? What is the question that you were born to answer? Look, I cannot tell you. You will not find it in these messages, but you may find something that helps clear the path. Do you really have any time to waste? Go within or go without. Success or sabotage. Success is defined by your heart. The same place that gives you the question gives you the answer. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, God does nothing second rate.
The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com, spelled NUDESIGN.com. Be sure to tune in to our weekly radio show, The Pill, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.